This is For the Movement, a podcast that discusses persistent policy, social, and civil rights issues affecting communities of color. I am Rhonda Spears Bell, Chief Marketing Officer at the National Urban League, and today I'm filling in for Mark, Don, and Kim to bring you episodes from the National Urban League's annual conference in Columbus, Ohio, where our theme is Save Our Cities, Powering the Digital Revolution. I'm joined today by Tony Williams, Senior Director of Government Affairs at Comcast NBC Universal, and my good friend Nancy Flake Johnson, CEO of the Urban League of Greater Atlanta.
Well, now my feelings are hurt. I'm not your good friend.
You're a friend too, Tony. You've been a longstanding friend. You're a friend and partner. I'm sorry. I just have to share a little love for my homegirl, Nancy.
I can relate. We got a lot of love over there.
Yeah, we got a love up here.
It's a love fest. We love Comcast and we love the Urban League of Greater Atlanta. And I love this topic because today we're talking about bridging the digital divide using tech for social good. And I love that we can talk about this with Comcast, we can talk about it with the Urban League, the National Urban League, the Atlanta Urban League, and how all of us come together to bridge the digital divide. So thank you both Tony and Nancy for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Yes.
When we hear the term digital divide, exactly, Tony, tell us, what are people really talking about? What are they referring to?
Yeah, I'm happy to do this. So, you know, really when you think about the digital divide, there are so many different elements to it, but I really like to break it down into the ABCs, right?
Okay.
And what I start with is A for access. And when you talk about access, what we're really talking about is that there are certain folks in this country who do not subscribe to the internet for a variety of reasons.
Right.
So when you break it down, though, what it really comes down to is about 73% of Americans have adopted broadband. And so there's this 20% gap of folks who have access to it. It flows right by their front door, but they're not able to subscribe to the internet, and they're not able to then benefit from all of that technological advances that we have. So everything from, you know, map apps to, you know, things that help you learn how to write, you know, your resume better, to different tools or job opportunities. I mean, healthcare opportunities. You think about all of the things that you are able to do online, and that just the experience of being online opens up for you. Those doors
right.
are shut to so many Americans.
Right.
And so that's one element of the digital divide. You know, the B for me is about barriers, and that's really about like pipeline. And that's about how can we get folks employed and working in that tech sector. The tech sector now accounts for almost 1/3 of our economy. So when you talk about the lack of representation, right, when you look at the tech sector, you look at companies like Facebook and Google and Amazon, mm-hmm. and they have about 1% on average African-American employment, mm-hmm. that's going to be a problem for the African-American mm-hmm. and for the Black community. So, you know, you really have to lead into it and push, and there are lessons to be learned. So you look at traditional industries, mm-hmm. you look at folks like, whether it's Comcast or AT&T or GM, folks who have been into this game, they have invested a lot of money, a lot of time and effort and figuring out how do they move that bar in that employment, how do they bring in the communities that they serve so that their workforce represents their employee base, if you would, and represents their customer base. And then lastly, the C for me in this ABC is about creators, because it's not just about those the workforce that you have in there, but it's about the folks who are creating their own companies, their own products who exist around you. And so how do you relate and support them? How does your procurement team support them? How do you help them to get access to capital and open up those doors? So when we talk about the digital divide, it's an ABC. It's about access, it's about barriers, it's about creators, and that's how we have to tackle this issue.
And you know what, that's so important, and you're absolutely right, because that's exactly what was in the National Urban League State of Black America report this year. When we talked about powering the digital revolution, you can't talk about powering the digital revolution without talking about the disparities between the number of African Americans and other races and the access or lack thereof to broadband services and the internet. So this is what this conversation is all about. So we can talk specifically about how we bridge that gap,
mm-hmm.
because the digital divide is absolutely affecting communities of color. So I have one more question for you, Tony, to
yes.
piggyback on what you just said. So since you work in public policy for Comcast, how is Comcast, then, specifically as a major telecommunications and internet service provider, specifically working to bridge this gap?
Well, I'm glad you asked. And quite frankly, I'm going to focus really here on what we're doing in the access bucket. We do some things in the barriers and creator bucket, but really mm-hmm. want to focus on that access bucket because our largest community investment initiative is something called Internet Essentials. And I had the privilege of really being part of the team that launched and created this program and got to lead our partnerships and building our partnerships around the country, partnerships like the one that we have with the Greater Atlanta Urban League and with Nancy and team. And so let me first back up and just talk to you a little bit about what Internet Essentials is.
Right.
So Internet Essentials is looking at that 20% of folks who do not subscribe to internet, how do we get them online? And what we looked at is we looked at research from Pew and from the Census that said there were sort of three main barriers. Number one, the largest barrier was a digital literacy barrier, right? It was that folks didn't really understand what they could do online, how they could get online, and how being online was relevant to their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So these are often households that subscribe to, you know, cable, they subscribe to other services that are entertainment services, but they didn't necessarily understand, okay, how does this internet, right? They looked at it as another entertainment service versus a workforce, an education service, a healthcare service. How do we make that connection to them and give them those skills? The second real gap that they talked about was sort of a combination of cost elements. So one was the cost of service, but
right.
there was also the cost of device, right? Only 80% of households actually have a computer in their house. And so when you talk about only 80% of households having a computer, well, that's a 20% gap. We have a 20% subscription gap. Those things are very close and interrelated. So what we did is we created a program mm-hmm. where we lowered our cost of our service to $9.95 per month. Originally it was for families with children in their households. We wanted to focus on kids because we wanted that hook to be about the education.
So important, yes.
And so.
So important.
And then we worked with several equipment manufacturers so you could get a computer for under $150. That's still an investment. We also worked with different community partners and find other ways to do things that discount that price further. But offering that discount in. And then we created real partnerships. And this is, to me, the most impactful part of it, with groups like the Urban League of Greater Atlanta to do that digital literacy training. So we started off in 2011, and we started off, again, focused on low-income households with children. And then we've expanded from there. So we expanded. Today we do programs that help seniors, programs that help kids in community college.
That's great.
It's not just in-home service today, but also Wi-Fi. And we've continued to look at ways that we can connect more folks into this ecosystem and support people getting that bridge online so that they can then grow and, you know, obviously, hopefully become, full Comcast customers there. But that's really been the way that we've attacked it. So to date, we've signed up 1 million low-income Americans on this program.
Really?
Almost 1 million households, almost 4 million low-income Americans in total. So it's an incredible program and one that just keeps growing. And I couldn't be more proud to be part of a company that is doing this.
And you know what? That is such important work. I love exactly what you're saying. And I love that you're doing it with the National Urban League and with the Urban League of Greater Atlanta. So, Nancy, talk a little bit about Comcast's partnership with the National Urban League and specifically the Urban League of Greater Atlanta and how it helps the people in your community.
So I imagine, I don't know the demographic breakdown of the 27% of Americans that are not connected, but I would imagine that a good percentage of those individuals are low income, that a good percentage of mm-hmm. them are people of color.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the population that the National Urban League has a great focus on, right? So it's a perfect alignment because our whole goal is to empower people. And the way that people get empowered is through education. Be educated. You have to get, and then plugging into the workforce.
Right.
And so here's the deal. If you don't have enough income coming into your household,
mm-hmm.
everything falls apart from there, right? So it's all about lowering the cost of access to opportunities and education. So with Comcast, we've partnered with Comcast from the beginning of my tenure and probably before that, right? I've been a CEO for 10 years now. But it starts with us with our workforce development program.
Right, right.
And so we have a very robust workforce development initiative that meets people where they are. So we have tons of people that are still have not fully recovered from the recession, because the economy, not only did there were jobs lost, but when the jobs came back, they're different types of jobs.
Right.
They're now jobs so that true. Require different sets of skills, and technology skills are fundamental to every single job that you work today, whether you're a cashier, a waitress, an engineer, or a chef. Some form of technology is going to be involved. So what we do with Comcast is we work with their Internet Essentials program, and we offer free classes that teach people the fundamentals of how to access the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Those individuals that qualify for the low-income monthly rate get connected for $9.95 a month. And in addition to that, they have access to the low-cost equipment.
Right.
In some cases, we've been able to donate the equipment to families, and in other cases, they purchase it. But together, we have opened up opportunities for over 5,000 individuals, and that is going to grow into the future. Right now, in this present year, we're partnered through National Urban League with Internet Essentials, but we're also partnered with Comcast locally, where the Atlanta Housing Agency that supports seniors to have access to affordable housing and families. We have taken the classes into six of their senior residential sites. And so the seniors simply come down to their community rooms. We bring the trainers and to the program. Comcast has provided the computers for these seniors. And they are, when I tell you, it has opened up their worlds to so many additional opportunities.
Yes,
and
sure.
Connections with families.
Yes.
They can now email connections with friends. They're on Facebook. They really love the social media platforms. Most of them are not looking for employment, but occasionally some are. But the richness of the life, the access to health information has literally, we have testimonies off the roof. Of how it changed the quality of their lives.
I just want to jump in, because I think this is exactly why a partnership with the Urban League and the Urban League affiliates is just so important, because the Urban League is really on the ground, and they are connected with you know, people where they live and where they work. And so, you know, just to tell you a little story, you know, when we first started doing digital literacy training, we had a prescribed script, right? So we kind of went out, we found different partners and sort of said, hey, here's what we want you to teach. Here's who we want you to teach.
Right.
And it came off flat. And it was then in that process that we learned, working with partners like Nancy, about, okay, you guys need to meet people where they are. And so this partnership with the Urban League is exactly that. It's about meeting people where they are, connecting them to the skills that are important to them in their community, into their lives, and training them in building technology into that. So, I mean, it couldn't be a more perfect partnership. And in fact, you know, when you talk about the way that sort of corporate and social good are supposed to work, right, the senior pilot is another perfect example of that, because, you know, it started out with a conversation when we first went down to Atlanta. We did an event with the Atlanta Urban League and with my EVP, David Cohen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He came down from Philadelphia and we launched Internet Essentials down there. And Georgia State Senator Valencia C. was down there. And she and I were talking, and she said to me, you know, what about the seniors, right? We're focused on kids, we're focused on families, but what about those seniors? We took that back. She didn't rush to legislate. She didn't look to call us out, but she really said, okay, well, let's work this through. And so we started talking it through. Well, what would that look like? How would that work like? And today we have that senior pilot. We're working with the Atlanta Housing Authority, with the Urban
That's
League, with Oak.
Great.
So it's fantastic.
That is awesome. That's awesome. Thank you. I love that. Meeting people right where they are and providing the tools and the necessary information, the information that they absolutely need to have. How can someone find out about Internet Essentials in Atlanta, if they're in the Atlanta area? How could they become a part of this program?
They simply contact the Atlanta Urban League. And so the way we do it is you can go to our website at www.ulgatl.org, or you can contact us by phone if you're not connected to the Internet. at 404-659-1150. Or you can drop into our office. We're downtown, centrally located at Peachtree Center in the International Tower on level 3. Our door is always open to the community. And real quickly, when we say we meet people where they are, we have adapted. What we love about our partnership is that Comcast is open to us taking the tools and then customizing them mm-hmm. for the particular
right.
populations.
Good,
we do it for returning citizens.
Yes, good stuff.
We do it for seniors and for people who are out of work or looking to uptick their skills.
And Tony, where can we learn more about Comcast and all that you're doing around Internet Essentials, the other programs that you have regarding technology, how it can impact the communities of color? Where can we find you?
So InternetEssentials.com, you'll get exact, you know, all the information on the Internet Essentials program. You can apply online right there. You have a dedicated call-in number so that you will not be pitched to other Comcast services because it's very focused okay. on that low-income population. And then, you know, if you want to learn about some of the other programs and things that Comcast does, you can go to our corporate website, Comcast.com.
You know what? I just thank you both so much for being here because you're sharing such powerful work that you're doing and that you're doing together to bridge the digital divide and to really empower people in our communities, meeting them right where they are. And that's yes. exactly what we need. And I love this partnership with Comcast and the Urban League. And you know what? This is for the movement. So I have to ask you, what is your call for action for the movement? Tony?
My call for action is get online, take advantage. We should not just be getting connected. We should be owning this tech economy. I want to see more black and brown faces at the forefront of these tech companies and leading the way for the next century.
That's good. Nancy?
Call to action. Take advantage of all the access you can and partner with your local Urban League. We can help take you where you want to go in this digital divide and close this gap together.
We're going to close the gap together.
We're closing this gap.
We're closing it together. I love it. Thank you both for joining us today.
As always, you can follow us on all social media at NUL Policy for updates. Be sure to subscribe and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Play. Kudos to our communications and policy teams here at the Washington Bureau and our editing team at Podfly. And thank you for listening to the National Urban League's For the Movement.